Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be dramatic.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is going on, Philadelphia? Good morning to you. Hope that your weekend is off to an incredible start. Joe Torti here with you on 97.5. The Fanatic, Dylan McKinnon, is producing this morning as it does finally arrive. The weekend, the reckoning, the Eagles taking on Washington. While keeping one eye on Bears-Vikings, it's going to be a fantastic, nail-biting, nervous affair from wire to wire. And we've got all of your coverage right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. It starts tomorrow morning with the Fanatic pregame show and watch party. Here's how it works. You join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney tomorrow, starting at 1 p.m. for the Fanatic pregame show live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatics' Andrew Souchunas on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen, Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets, and plenty of free parking. Presented by Sugar House Casino, Philly loves a winner, supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. Then, of course, during the game, we've got Tyler Zuli and Pat Egan breaking down all of the action before the post-game show with Joe Stazak and yours truly, Joe Torti. So all kinds of good stuff going on tomorrow, but there's still a day's worth of anticipation ahead of this game. And a whole lot of things need to go right in order for the Eagles to make the playoffs. And that's what we're looking at right now. And people can look and say, oh, it's not all that complicated, right? If the Vikings lose and the Eagles win, the Eagles are in. Yeah, that's probably true. That's factually correct. But that doesn't necessarily look at all of the things that would help out the Eagles in their quest for this. Think of it this way. The Bears are also going to be scoreboard watching in a similar way to the Eagles, right? We've talked about this all week. We've talked about the Bears' interest in the Rams game. Here, if you haven't heard it yet, here's pretty much how it works. If the Rams are blowing out the San Francisco 49ers, and that game's not competitive, the Bears will not have the opportunity to improve their playoff position, their seeding, or anything like that. So, if that's the case, then you're likely to see the Bears take the foot off the gas pedal, start to maybe pull the starters a little bit early, and get ready for the playoffs. A good strategy, I think. I think that there's a lot to be said for getting your players, even if you're solidly in the playoffs, I think that there's something to be said for giving your players some run in the first quarter in week 17. Now, with the Bears, it's less of a big deal because it doesn't appear that the Bears will net a first-round bye. But say you're one of the top two seeds in the NFC, I'm always a big fan. People hold them out for the entire game and they just don't play starters week 17. I think that it's good to go out and get a drive in and treat it similar to like the first preseason game, then get everybody out and just let it roll. Just so that, you know, they're not sitting there for two straight weeks not doing anything. I think that's good stuff. But with the Bears being a superior team to the Minnesota Vikings, and I do believe that the Bears are better than Minnesota, Minnesota needs this win to stay in. And they've been a team that has crept under the radar and snuck under the radar all season long. I'm not saying that Minnesota is particularly good. I'm saying that Minnesota, much like Philly, would be very interested in extending their season. So Minnesota is not going to have any kind of variation in terms of their effort level. The Bears might. I talked about a story from the Chicago Tribune earlier this week in which Matt Nagy was not exactly, he wasn't hiding his intentions when people were talking to him and about the possibility of him playing it a little smart and a little bit safe with some of his best players if the Rams are indeed blowing out the 49ers, it doesn't look like San Francisco is going to give the Rams a game. If that's the case, then is there a chance that the Bears will pull their starters a little bit early? And Matt Nagy made no bones about it. He said, yeah, we're going to kind of keep all options on the table. Which means, yeah, if the Rams are blowing out the Niners, then you're not going to see our best either. Now, the NFL isn't like college. In college, you can literally trot out your backups. When you've got, you know, 53 players on the roster and seven of those are inactive on any given game day, there's only so much foot off the gas pedal that you can do. But you could see Mitchell Trubisky pulled off. You could see Khalil Mack pulled off. You could see some of the guys substituted out. And that could be enough for Minnesota to feel confident in winning. So I feel powerless this weekend. I really do. A lot of people are saying, well, you got to just take care of what you can take care of and then hope. And I hate that. Maybe it's being like just a shade type A. Because I don't want to insult type A people by saying that I am one of you, because you're more type A than me. But there are shades of it, right? And one of the things that I don't enjoy is not being able to be in control, not dictating it. Real world example. If I want something done, if I want a task accomplished, whether it's yard work or a license for something or whatever, there's nothing that I won't do in order to make that happen. When I'm into something, I'm obsessively into it. It's one of my character flaws. I'm working on it. To quote Wedding Crashers, I should be seeing a Buddhist about it. But the thing that I hate the most is when there's an email out, or I'm waiting for someone to send paperwork back, or I'm waiting for a response, or I'm waiting for a phone call, and I'm not in control of that. I hate it. I hate it. So that is my number one pet peeve on this planet, is having something outside of my control in the way of me getting what I want to do. That's how I feel today. Because let's face it, there hasn't been, except for last year, there hasn't been tremendous history between Washington and Philadelphia, if you're an Eagles fan, in recent history. Certainly not in the Kirk Cousins era, where it seemed like Kirk Cousins stepped up and played against Philadelphia better than he did any team in the entire NFL. So I want to be able to enjoy the fact that the Eagles are a team that needs this game. Washington is playing out the string. Washington's all banged up. I want to enjoy the fact that in all likelihood, at some point, the Eagles are going to be up by 20 points in this game. I want to be able to enjoy that fact. But I won't. I'll have my eyes kind of sliding towards the Bears-Vikings game. And the Bears, who, by the way, I've been on the record before, and there's no way that I'm going to bail out now. I think that the Bears are going to be the NFC's representative in the Super Bowl.
I agree.
I think that they are that strong of a squad. However, in order to maintain that, and I think that they think that they're pretty good. I think the Bears believe that they're a good team. Having said that, that means that they're not going to jeopardize any of their marquee players, the players that would give them the best chance to take down the rest of the NFC, if the game truly is meaningless. So they will be watching that Rams game. And people have been talking about Todd Gurley being out and the Rams potentially sliding. Look, that I might have bought that last week when people were talking about the Rams and how much they were struggling and backsliding and everything else. There were people that said that Arizona was going to beat the Rams. And then the Rams didn't have Todd Gurley. And then the Rams boat raced that team like they didn't belong on the field to them. And people are trying to point out the Todd Gurley injury like that's going to have this huge impact on the San Francisco game. I'm sorry. I don't think that San Francisco is that much better than Arizona right now. I don't think that San Francisco is a team that's going to, you know, keep it to within 4 or 5 points of the Rams. I just really don't. I think there's something to be said for the Rams hearing the noise about how they're backsliding, they're not that good. They might be on the warpath for all we know. So I think as Eagles fans, we take a lot of it for granted that, and maybe it's just because last year we were living a charmed life, I think we take it for granted that just everything's going to break our way. To be honest with you, and I've laid out the other reason before we get to the phone, 610-632-0975. The other reason that the Bears might not go all out to beat the Vikings is that there's a great chance that they're playing the Vikings again next week. So you're trying to tell me if you're a better team, you're going to put all your good stuff out there? Let alone they're a divisional opponent. You've already seen enough of them to begin with. But you're telling me you're not going to hold anything back in a Week 17 game where you might have a rematch against the team the following week? I'm just saying, from an Eagles perspective, not having your fate in your own hands, not having your destiny under your own control feels gross. Because I can see a whole lot of ways that you don't get the help from the Bears that you're looking for. And that's what I don't like about this weekend. Wide open phone lines right now at 610-632-0975. Let's go to James in Trenton next on the Fanatic. James, you're on the Joe Torti Show.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
So I'm a Bears fan, and I think definitely that they're going to go after the Vikings with everything they got because they don't want to see them in the playoffs. They'd rather see the Eagles.
Why is that?
I think it's true.
Do you think?
Well, all right. I think it's because we have a stout defense and that you're not going to be able to run on us. And if you put it in the air with our defensive backs, Foles will throw interceptions.
And Cousins won't? I guess the implication is Cousins won't.
Kirk Cousins is a slinger, though. He's going to throw it deep. Foles is those dump and chucks.
So you're saying that, well, because I guess what I'm saying, James, is that you saw Nick Foles last year, and that doesn't scare you that he could heat up the way that he did. I mean, he put up 4 touchdowns on the Texans. That's a pretty good defense as well.
Yeah, but we got Khalil Mack.
I get you don't need to sell me on the Bears. You might have heard me say 3 minutes ago that I think that they're going to be
in
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know, and I love
it.
You said we're going to be in a Super Bowl. I love it.
I do. I think that they're the best squad, absolutely. But, I mean, you look at what the Bears have done to Minnesota in recent history. I mean, I would, if I were the Bears, I'd feel confident in playing Minnesota. I really would.
Well, but they're also divisional, and I don't think the Bears want them in the playoffs.
It's possible.
Like, just like Green, you know, it's divisional. It's like you want to knock those guys out.
Sure, I got you. And James, thanks for the phone call. I get it. That's an interesting perspective. And that's one of the first ones that I've heard that says that the Bears would absolutely rather play Kirk Cousins than Nick Foles. Or the reverse, rather. That you'd rather play Nick Foles than Kirk Cousins. Which is surprising to me. Because I think if you're an NFL fan and you watch around the league, there's no denying now, you can try, but there's no denying that there's some kind of umbrella of protection with Nick Foles and the Eagles. Whether it's, you know, people come out and say that he's a better quarterback than Carson Wentz. We fought that battle yesterday. I don't want to get into that today. But you can't deny that there's some kind of bubble that occurs where Nick Foles gives the Eagles a good chance to win every single week. If I were the Bears, I just wouldn't sign up to face that again. Like I don't think that facing Nick Foles is a great idea. Especially the Eagles are a hot team. They're a desperate team. And Minnesota's not. Minnesota's been up and down all season. However, it's good to get the inside the rivalry perspective to hear from a Bears fan who says, we'd rather face Nick Foles than Kirk Cousins. Okay. I'm just saying, I picked the Bears to go to the Super Bowl. I would feel way more confident choosing the Bears to beat the Vikings than the Eagles in the playoffs. I just really would. There's something that happens with the Eagles when they get to the playoffs. You're the defending champs. You give this team the opportunity to believe in themselves. The motivation, I think, has shown that it's a strong factor for that team. I don't know, I just don't like the Vikings this year. I really don't. And here's the thing. I think that the Bears' defense is good enough that the difference that it makes against a guy like Dalvin Cook, for instance, is greater than the difference that it would make against the Eagles' backs. Like, if the Bears have the stout run defense, which I believe they do, it matters more that Minnesota is normally going to be able to run the ball if they want to which they haven't much this season. They're one of the teams that throws it more than almost any other team in the NFL. Pittsburgh is there. But Minnesota loves throwing the ball. But they've got Dalvin Cook, who I think is a top-flight running back in the NFL. If you take him away and they're normally counting on him, that makes a difference. That's something where it's like, okay, the game plan gets altered. For the Eagles, they're not a team that has traditionally run the ball that well this season to begin with. So you take away the run, it's like, okay, what's the difference? Now, having said that, I think the key for the Eagles is run-pass balance. That's been the key last year when they went on their run, they started running the ball more. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think that when you run the ball, you have a better opportunity. I think it affects everything. I think that it improves your ability to pass the ball. It's not just play-action passing, but it's drawing people down into the box. If I'm the Bears, I probably don't want to play the Eagles relative to the Vikings. I would think that if I were the Bears, that I could take care of business against the Vikings. Let's go to Dave in North Philly next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Dave?
Hello?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. I'm a Bear. I'm just calling to say I want no parts of Nick Foles. None whatsoever. Kirk Cousins is like, you know, he's already hit his ceiling.
Dave, do you mix it up with the Bears like community? Like, what's the consensus for who the Bears would rather face?
Actually, it's funny. I'm from this region, so I mean, online I can't really talk beyond, you know, things that I've seen online.
Sure.
But being as I've seen it all happen, you know, in the midst of this whole Foles phenomenon the last 2 years. Yeah, there's no parts of Nick Foles that I want. I've seen Cousins plenty, you know, in the divisional game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he is nothing like Nick Foles. Foles finds the open man and goes there and does it consistently. And he's clutch, you know, throughout all the time. And I can't imagine, even with the defense so suffocating. Eddie Jackson is out right now.
Yep.
He's a little banged up. But he'll be back probably the first round of the playoffs. But I would rather see Minnesota, even though they're used to us and we're used to them. And, you know, I don't know. I just would rather see them than the Eagles because, the Eagles are just, I mean, they're phenomenal, especially with Alshon. Alshon's got to, you know, he wants to go against the Bears.
Absolutely he does.
You know what I mean? Because we let him go. And that's a whole nother dimension. So, yeah. No
Dave, let me ask you, how does a Bears fan end up in North Philly? What's the story?
Yo, it's funny. The rules in North Philly, as far as, when I was growing up, were a little different than the rules of South Philly, it seems.
Okay.
In North Philly, you could like just about whatever team you wanted. And South Philly, it seemed like, you know, people were more in tune with the Eagles.
Huh. So, did you just pick the Bears? Do you have a family connection, or what happened?
Yo, it's funny. I think it's just like I think I got wrapped up in the whole 85 Bears thing. I'm 37.
I got you. Okay,
that's
your
like
wheelhouse.
That's the first thing I remember, yeah.
I got you. All right, Dave, thanks for weighing in, man. Appreciate it. I haven't heard that rule. The North Philly and South Philly have different rules. Then again, I've never lived in North Philly or South Philly, so that might be the case, but I haven't heard that. That's kind of what I'm digging at, by the way. If I were a Bears fan, I would feel, because I don't think my opinions would change in terms of which teams I think are strong and which teams I think are weak based on my team affiliation. Like, if you're a fan of the NFL, you have educated opinions on stuff, right? I think the Bears are, they have the best chance of any team in the NFC to get to the Super Bowl. I truly believe that. I don't want that to get derailed by Foles and the Eagles getting hot again and doing the Foles and the Eagles thing. I could way easier see my team's destiny season getting derailed by that than playing the Vikings for a fourth time, or a third time, rather. Like, that's not something that I'm all that worried about. The Bears, I mean, it wasn't a blowout win, but it was a decisive win against Minnesota earlier this season. I'm not that worried about giving this one up. I really don't. The thing that would derail you is if Mac got injured or Trubisky got injured or some of these guys, and it would add insult to injury if it didn't even make a difference for the Bears. It's all predicated on this idea that the 49ers are going to beat the Rams, and I think that's ridiculous. We're talking ourselves into something, and we're trying to as Eagles fans, and it makes sense. But man, oh man. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Ken reaches out on Twitter. Joe, you're taking things for granted. Don't you think you're taking the Eagles beating Washington for granted? Don't forget any given Sunday. I'm not. I'm actually not saying that. I'm saying that it might not even matter either way. I think that they're going to beat Washington. I think that Washington's all banged up, has nothing to play for. I think that Philadelphia has shown under Doug Peterson and with this current locker room that they play the best when their backs are against the wall and they've got something to play for and there's some element of disrespect. I think all of that plays into it. My problem is that now at this point, it might not even matter. I could be sitting here watching and listening to Pat and Tyler talking about the game and just sitting there. If they're blowing out Washington, I can't even enjoy it. If I'm looking over there and I'm seeing that the Vikings are up 2 touchdowns on Chicago and the Rams are up 2 touchdowns on San Francisco. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm getting at, Ken. It's not that I'm overlooking Washington. I'm really not. This is my worst football take of the year, by the way. So get ready. It's only taken until week 17 for this to be my worst football take of the year. Do you remember when Washington was playing the Giants and the Giants put up like a 50 burger on them a couple weeks ago? They were scoring point after. I watched the game because it was on. I was taking my mom out for dinner or for lunch for her birthday. And I was headed on the corner of my eye, which don't blame me. My mom's a big fantasy football fan, so she had her iPad out. She was looking at her team and everything else. I didn't hate what I saw from Josh Johnson in Washington. They kept scoring and getting a 2-point conversion. And then they scored and got a 2-point conversion. It still ended up being a decisive Giants victory. But I found myself thinking, if this game's like 10 minutes longer, 10 game minutes longer, Washington's got a chance at this. So I probably have a healthier respect for what Washington can do in a divisional game than anybody. I thought there was a chance that they could catch the Giants in that game. It's not that I think that Washington's this steaming hot garbage team. I can't. Not when they've played the Eagles the way that they have. But what I'm saying is, from an enjoyment perspective, from a fan perspective, the euphoria of beating a team and punching your ticket to the playoffs after a week ago we thought this team is dead in the water, you're getting that robbed from you. Somebody's ripping it away because you didn't win enough games during the regular season, because you blew 2 17-point leads. And therefore, you've got to count on something that is, as far as I can tell, far from a sure thing to happen in the Bears beating the Vikings. It's week 17. It's stupid. Anytime the things are already determined or there's very little movement or this depends on that, you throw the rules out the window. That's where we are now with week 17 in the NFL. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. This is the early morning edition of the Joe Torty Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you to hang with us for the Fanatic pregame show at Sugar House Casino starting at 1 p.m. It all comes down to week 17 and another must-win game as Nick Foles leads us into battle with Washington, and we'll keep our eyes on must-lose Minnesota. Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney. Watch the game with the Fanatic's Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets, and plenty of free parking. Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhardt's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Morning, bud. How are you? Can I ask you to go easy on the bumps this morning? A little uncomfortable today. Guess you could say I have a real pain in the
hemorrhoid problem, son. You been checked out?
No, I'm just hoping it'll go away.
Look, I know it's tough to talk about this stuff, but at your age, you need to take a closer look at the problem. Me, my dad, and my sisters have all experienced the pain in the and we all spent some time with the fanny doctor.
The who?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. We think he's great. Everything you need to know is on fannydoctor.com.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
This is it. You waited and waited and waited.
Perfect.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
And we approve this message.
It's official. 300 Jeeps. During Gary Barbera's 2018 year-end clearance.
Hello.
Not 1,000 off, not 2,000 off, but 3,000 off. And that's
the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps. Cheap. Your choice. Zero down from $16,990. So nice you gotta say that twice.
300 Jeeps. Cheap.
And now during Gary Barbera's wall-to-wall clearance big finish event, we're throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink. So make your choice. Zero down or from $16,990. And of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
This is it. Barbera's clearance. Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And from just $16,990.
Didn't get what you really wanted for the holidays? T-Mobile can help you fix that. Right now at T-Mobile, some of the hottest phones are included with your unlimited plan for just $40 a line for 4 lines. With the other guys, $40 only gets you a plan. But at T-Mobile, you get a phone included with your unlimited plan for the same price. Start the new year off right with a new phone. Head to T-Mobile and get the Samsung Galaxy S9 included with your unlimited plan for just $40 a line for 4 lines. Visit a store or call 1-800-T-Mobile today.
$30 for essentials plus $10 for phone via 36 monthly bill credits with 4 qualifying trade-ins and auto pay for well-qualified buyers. During congestion, customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs per month. Video streams at 480p plus taxes and fees. Contact T-Mobile before canceling service or credit stop and remaining balances due. Zero down plus 20 per month for 36 months. Pre-credit price of $720. 0% APR qualifying credit and finance agreement required.
Verizon Fios TV customers, don't lose ESPN. The Fiesta, Rose, and Sugar Bowls. The College Football National Championship. The NFL Wild Card Game. And the NBA on ESPN could soon be gone. And 6ABC, Freeform, and the Disney Networks could all soon be gone from your Verizon lineup. Take action. Call Verizon now at 1-800-837-4966. And tell them you want to keep all the networks you're paying for.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me. Because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
My seafood restaurant has a giant walk-in freezer. We call her Big Frosty. I don't know how many years she's got left in her or how much each ice cube is costing me, but I do know that she keeps the fish cold.
You don't have to be an expert, because Pico has lots of ways to help your business save energy and money, like high-efficiency equipment incentives to replace Big Frosty. Visit Pico.com/smartideas. Pico, the future is on.
O'Reilly.
Extend the life of your vehicle and save money when you purchase a 5-quart jug of O'Reilly conventional motor oil for $16.99. Keep your engine clean and lubricated. Pick up a 5-quart jug of O'Reilly conventional motor oil for $16.99. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 97.5thefanatic.com. Dietz & Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports talk for Plymouth Meeting and all of Montgomery County.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back. 97.5 The Fanatic. It's Joe Torti taking you up until 10 o'clock solo, where I'll be joined by Pat Callahan for This Week in Pro Football. The D-Train, Dylan McKinnon, is producing this morning's program.
Who?
Want to remind you that on Friday, February 1st, you can join the Farzetta and Trey Morning Show as they host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. The Fanatic is teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and tailgate party Philly has ever seen. Want to play? Go to 975thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Mets' huge stage. Just want to party? Go to 975thefanatic.com right now and download your free tickets. It's Farzetta and Trey's Super Bowl weekend, and it happens Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. What is your expectation for how the games play out this weekend? Do the Eagles win against Washington? If they win, are they in? Or does Minnesota squeak it out and hang on to their playoff spot? We're watching three games. This is crazy. Obviously, we'll be watching the Eagles game. We'll be watching Bears-Vikings. And then, of course, by proxy almost, we'll be paying attention to Rams-Niners. And all of these games, by the way, are happening at the same time. 425 Eastern time. There you go. Let's go to Ben next on the Fanatic. What's happening, Ben?
What's going on?
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I'm a longtime Minnesota Viking fan, and me personally, I'd rather play my own. You know what I mean? As a Bears fan, I'd rather play Minnesota.
Why do you think that is, Ben?
Well, because the $84 million man obviously ain't the $84 million man that he thought he was.
See, it's a quarterback question.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins. I mean, we left three decent quarterbacks walk last year that took us further than most quarterbacks for Minnesota have taken us in the past 5 years.
Now, what do you think about the game, Ben? Do you think that Minnesota's going to win this one and therefore punch the ticket because the Bears would rather face Minnesota, or do you see them playing desperate? How do you see the game going?
I personally feel that the Bears are going to beat us again.
Huh. Well, that would be a major bummer for Eagles fans. Yeah, right, Ben, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. No, I'm just kidding. Like, obviously, that would be tremendous for the Eagles, but unrest in the Kirk Cousins camp doesn't surprise me. I want to know if there's a more polarizing quarterback than Kirk Cousins.
You like that?
Personally, I might be crazy. I do. I'm a fan of Kirk Cousins. I think that Cousins does a nice job, and I think that he's a guy that you can build around. But, like I said, one of my buddies is a Washington fan, hated Kirk Cousins with just fiery passion. I know Minnesota fans, a lot of them really, really dislike Kirk Cousins. So maybe it's one of those things, you know how Devon talks about when we're talking about Andrew Wiggins, how you admire the guy from afar, and you're like, oh yeah, that guy's cool over there. No, don't come over here. No, just stay over there. I'll admire you over there. I wonder if that's a Kirk Cousins deal. An $84 million guarantee does make a difference. But Ben is kind of in line with my thinking that if I'm the Bears, I know what I'm getting in Minnesota. And without sounding melodramatic, I don't know for sure that the Eagles right now aren't a force of nature. I don't know that for sure. They beat Houston in a back-and-forth slugfest. They were in control from the beginning to the end against the Rams. I don't know for sure that this Eagles team isn't rounding into form. You talk about playing their best ball at the right time. It's a super hot team right now. I have no idea if this team might be about to go on a run if you let them in the playoffs. That's the problem that I have. The issue that I have with all of it is that if I'm the Bears, I would rather play the Vikings. Now, I know that there's a divisional element to this thing. I know that oftentimes we've seen teams not want to let their divisional rivals get in. That if you have the chance to knock them out, you can knock them out. But the game's at home for Minnesota. Minnesota desperately needs this game. Here's the motivational factor, right? Because we talked about this. Those of you who've stuck with the show for the entire season know that we talked about it at the very beginning of the year. And by the way, this is not an I told you so that the Eagles were going to stink. I didn't know that the Eagles were going to do this. Although they are on pace for my wins prediction of 9, where I was called an Eagles hater before the season. However, I said that I thought that the Eagles would have difficulty drumming up the same kind of motivation as they did last year. the underdog masks, the nobody believes in us, you know, that kind of thing. It's hard to play that card when you're the defending Super Bowl champions. And people called in and said, well, the motivation that they're going to find is that they're going to say, oh, yeah, well, nobody thinks that we can go back to back, which I think is weak from a motivational standpoint. Fast forward to today, and you've got the same kind of setup. Who's going to take more motivation from winning this game? Minnesota, where if you lose, you're eliminated, and you don't get the chance to play more. Or Chicago, who, by the way, has one eye on another game, and is like, if we don't win, we might not get the best of all possible seeds that we could have in the playoff. It's no contest. Minnesota's motivational factor at home is going to be so much greater than Chicago's motivational factor for whatever they... Look, don't get me wrong. As time has gone on, the higher seeds have been more represented in the Super Bowl. As it's gotten into a passing league and everything else, it's become more important to get the top seed, to get the first round bye, to get home field advantage. But there have been road warriors in the past, and in the recent past as well. There have been teams that have managed to go on the road, to play wild card weekend, to play every game on the road, and to be able to take care of business. There have been teams that have done that in the recent past. I just don't think that the motivational speeches in Chicago's locker room are going to be the same as the ones in Minnesota's. I just don't. And to be honest with you, regardless of whether Chicago's starters are locked in for the entire game or not, I just think that any time that there are distractions in the NFL, the margin for error is so razor thin that sometimes that little distraction can just make all of the difference in terms of whether your team's going to succeed or fail. That's why I don't feel great about this game tomorrow, the Bears-Vikings game. Joe, how come you're not talking about the Washington game? Because this game is equally important. It's literally the same level of importance. The Eagles' playoff chances are 50-50. 50% rests on the Washington game and 50% rests on Bears-Vikings. One is not more important than the other. Now, the Eagles can control the one. They can beat Washington. But that doesn't mean that they control their destiny. That doesn't mean that they influence their destiny that way. I don't like it. It's a weird, uncomfortable position that we've put ourselves in here. Let's go to Mitch in East Windsor next on The Fanatic. Good morning, Mitch.
Hi, Joe. Happy and healthy New Year to you and your family.
Same to you.
Especially your little girl.
Oh, thank you.
I think the Redskins, their quarterback is only throwing interceptions, so I think it'd be a blowout.
Okay.
But with the Bears, they want to see, you know, Mitch, he's been a pretty good quarterback. You can almost put Mitch Trubisky up there with Wentz and Foles and Jared Goff. He's been a pleasant surprise. You know, you thought, before they got the upper hand in that trade, that the Bears really got aggressive on a guy that only had 1 year of college.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like it's paying dividends because Solomon Thomas is not doing so well with the 49ers being the third pick from Stanford or Cal. I forget what school he went to.
Yeah, Stanford. Yeah.
Right. Pretty good school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I couldn't get
it. Right now, Mitch is looking good. They probably want to. I know the Rams are going to blow up the 49ers. They want to get.
So do I. So that kind of means that the Bears are not going to have all of their guys going against the Vikings, though.
But I think they want to, you know, get Tarik Cohen, Mitch Trubisky, like I said, Jordan. I think they're going to play hard. So, and Minnesota, they've been a disappointment. You know, with the either two teams, I think the Eagles deserve it better because they've had an injury to their quarterback during the year, so they deserve it.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. And you're right about that, Mitch.
And for next year, I think the first round, I think the Eagles, they have to get themselves a running back. I'm not sure who's on the board, but they have to draft running back, I think, in the first round.
First round back, huh, Mitch? Thanks for the phone call. I don't normally subscribe to that theory. I'm unapologetically a running back hater in terms of team building. I think that I've been on the record about that. Not to say that there are not running backs who are taken in the first round who are good players. Like if you could sign up Todd Gurley or Saquon Barkley or any of those guys, obviously you take them. But I just don't think that it's sound team building that way. When you've seen, for example, the Eagles not dominate in the trenches
when that was an essential key for them last year, I think that that's something that you need to address, like who's going to play left tackle for you? Because Jason Peters has kind of been playing left tackle for you, but not really. Just something to think about. By the way, for the record, top draft prospects at running back, you're going to see a couple of them this weekend, or in the upcoming college football playoff, rather. Damian Harris is currently listed as a guy who's the top running back choice. Bryce Love from Stanford, Benny Snell, Justice Hill, LJ Scott. There are some guys out there. From what I've seen, there's not a Gurley or Barkley in this year's draft. So I might hold back on that a little bit. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. It is Joe Torti taking you up until 10 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. It all comes down to this. Week 17 and the Birds fly to D.C. and another absolute must win. Even more concerning, Minnesota must lose. Join Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney starting at 1 p.m. for the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House. Listen for the Fanatic's Tim McManus checking in with late-breaking game news. After the game, Joe and Joe take your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. All the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer, TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee, and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the Big Finish event at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell them Natalie from the Fanatic sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers. Offer ends 1/13/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me, and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654.
Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
I'm Corey Rutter with Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors.
We are friendly, honest, and respectful certified technicians, making sure to safely fix whatever your problem may be. When working with Rudder Roofing, rest easy. There are no shortcuts, no low ball bidding. We are all about family, respect, and hard work. We're local and can help with your projects in the PA suburbs. At Rudder Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors, we are your go-to exterior contractor. Go to RudderRoofing.com today. That's RUTTER Roofing.com. We will protect your house.
I can't believe it.
That we're playing 4-on-4 basketball with a barbershop quartet?
Pass the ball, pass the rock. We're open, just pass the ball.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Nick's Roast Beef, Cotman Avenue, and now at 4501 Woodhaven Road. Both serving classic Philadelphia favorites like roast beef and roast pork sandwiches, buffalo chips, gravy fries, and more. Man, my mouth is watering just talking about the menu. If you're looking for a great place to host or cater your holiday party, call Nick's Roast Beef at either location. Your guests will absolutely love the food, and my friends at Nick's Roast Beef will take great care of you. Call Nick's Roast Beef on Cobbin Avenue or Nick's Roast Beef Woodhaven Road today and tell them Jason sent you.
What is a Burns Honda original? It's when a family or friend purchases a brand new Honda from Burns, maintains it regularly at the Burns dealership for the next 2 to 3 years, and then trades it back into Burns when they are ready for a new Honda. The Honda they traded in is now a Burns Honda original. Factory certified used car. One car, one dealer, one story. Can a non-franchise used car dealer share the same story? Can they say they sold it new and know the customer and the car? Burns Honda is your used car destination in South Jersey. To find your Burns Honda original, visit BurnsHonda.com today.
Tune into The Fanatic for the weekly Players Health Report on the Mike Vecinelli Show, presented by Penn Medicine's Heart and Vascular Center. With locations throughout the region, Penn is where you need it most. Close to home, locations at PennHeart.org.
Let's go!
For Zetta and Trey in the morning, listen. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti's show, 97.5, The Fanatic, early morning edition, and abbreviated. Going to get back to the phones in 1 second, 610-632-0975. At the top of the hour, I will be joined by Pat Callahan, of course, for This Week in Pro Football, already week 17 of This Week in Pro Football. Here we go. Let's go to the phones now with Q in the Northeast, now on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's going on, Q?
Hey, Joe. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, brother.
I just want to mention, I'm going to throw something out there real quick to get off the phone. How do you think Kirk Cousins is going to play in the first year of his contract in this must-win game? And wouldn't you think that the Bears would possibly like to knock off the defending Super Bowl champs, mainly the Super Bowl MVP as well? Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you got it, Q. Thanks, man. That was very efficient. Okay, I'll answer them in order. First things first, I think that in big games in the past, Kirk Cousins has come up small. With the big contract, playing at home with, I mean, he wasn't a part of that Minnesota run last year, but believe me, that is central to the conversation in Minnesota, is what happened last year and the run that they had where they beat the Saints and then ultimately got demolished by the Eagles. I think that the pressure on Kirk to play well is going to be high. And maybe I'm just an unapologetic Kirk Cousins apologist. I think that he's going to rise to the occasion. I think that he'll have a good game here. And I think that he would play reasonably well in the playoff game in Chicago, but that's a completely different animal going on the road and playing in the cold and everything else. With respect to the Bears, I said it, Q, so you're on the money there. I don't want any part of the Foles-Eagles magic. I don't. I think knocking off the defending champs or keeping them out of the playoffs works for me. I think that I see them as a larger threat than Minnesota with how they've played. Don't forget, they've knocked off Los Angeles and Houston and played very well while they've done it. If I'm the Bears, I'm not, you know, racing to go sign up to play the Philadelphia Eagles. That's not going to be an effective strategy as far as I'm concerned. 610-632-0975, wide open phone lines. You want to grab those, you can jump in while you can. Now, when you've got all of this going on, there is still your game to pay attention to. You do still have to look at, all right, well, Vikings, Bears aside, there's still a game against Washington that you have to play. And while Washington's shorthanded and banged up and playing out the string, whereas the Eagles have everything to play for, we've seen the Eagles be eliminated or de facto eliminated from playoff contention in games just like this against this very team in the past. And not very far away. And it is a little convenient, it is a little bit perfect that everything lines up, where Nick Foles comes in as the savior again. Eagles beat the Texans by 2 on Sunday. Their postseason hopes are alive. If they beat Washington in this game, they have the Vikings lose to the Bears, they are in. Now, also, Philadelphia's win over Houston eliminated Washington from playoff contention. Josh Johnson threw that ridiculous pick six that caused that total meltdown in their loss to the Titans, 25-16. I mean, there's going to be a whole lot in this game that is going to go a little bit messy. Whether you look at the quarterback play of Josh Johnson, whether you look at the history between these teams. So, I mean, if I've been dedicating a whole lot of time to the Vikings-Bears game, it's just because I am not confident in that game like I am confident in this game. I believe with your backs against the wall, if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, you win, you get to 9-7, you have a chance to make the playoffs. I don't think that motivation is going to be any kind of issue whatsoever for the Philadelphia Eagles. This has been a team and a coach and a locker room where when the stakes are the highest and the chips are down, that's when the best performances have come out. And people talk about it all the time with Nick Foles as we battle back and forth talking about, you know, who the quarterback of the future should be and should Nick Foles have a future in Philadelphia. And as we go back and forth, a point that comes up all the time is that Nick Foles steps up and plays his best when the lights are the brightest and when the moment is the largest. It doesn't get any bigger than this. This is not necessarily a win in your in game, but it is 100% a lose and you're out game. So that's where all of this comes in, and that's where the chips lay down, and that's where why this matters. Eagles taking on Washington, that's why I've relatively, especially this morning during this brief hour program before I'm joined by Pat Callahan for This Week in Pro Football, that's why I've focused on that Bears-Vikings game and Matt Nagy's comments and the idea that, by the way, I don't know if you're going to be interested in showing all of your tricks and everything that you have to Minnesota in the unlikely event, of course, that you do have to play them next week. I want to speak all that positivity into the universe. I want to believe that the Eagles are going to be in, but I don't know that the Bears are going to show everything that they have in this game against Minnesota, knowing that they might have another game against Minnesota in 7 days. So that's where I come down on it. I'm not confident in it. I am confident in the Eagles' ability to get the job done. But unfortunately, if you had to put a gun to my head right now, it's difficult for me to see that translating into the Eagles getting a playoff spot. I just kind of think that things are going to be the way that they are right now. I hope that I'm wrong. And we can certainly, you know, glory in that. I will welcome everybody calling in and saying, Joe, you don't know what you're talking about. In order for the Eagles to play one more postseason game and to have the season extended after what's been a pretty good month of December for the Birds, it's something that I would welcome, that I would 100% sign up for. So I hope that I'm wrong, but I don't think so. I see the Eagles winning on Sunday. However, I don't see that being a particularly fruitful win in terms of what it could mean for them moving forward long term. Want to remind you, though, that for tomorrow's game, we've got you covered all over the place, starting with the Fanatic pregame show and watch party. If you missed it earlier today, I mentioned that you got to join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney tomorrow, starting at 1 o'clock for the Fanatic pregame show live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatics' Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hobbs' huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets, and plenty of free parking. Presented by Sugar House Casino, Philly loves a winner, supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. If you can't go out and hang out with Andrew, keep it locked here on The Fanatic, where you'll hear Pat Egan and Tyler Zuli breaking down in-game, taking your calls live, reacting in real time, one of the cooler things that we do at the station. And then, of course, Joe Stazak and I will have you for post-game coverage. That's going to just about wrap things up for the solo portion of this show. This Week in Pro Football is coming up next. Thanks to everybody who called and tweeted in, my co-hosts for the morning. Thank you very much to the D-Train, Dylan McKinnon, for doing a tremendous job, as he always does. Stick around. The next voice that you hear will be the dulcet tones of Pat Callahan and This Week in Pro Football.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.